A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the Royal Court Theatre in Sloane Square, London, and highlight the recent production The Unbelievers, starring Nicola Walker, that has an audio-described performance on Saturday the 15th of November 2025, with a touch tour beforehand. I preview the Access experience and what's coming up next. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The Royal Court consists of two performance spaces called Jerwood upstairs, with a studio theatre with 85 seats, and the main house downstairs with 370 seats. They have lifts to all floors, a bar with comfortable seating downstairs that serves food and drinks and snacks, an accessible toilet. Guide dogs are welcome in the auditorium or can be looked after by theatre staff. You can get your headsets for an audio-described performance from the cloakroom. They're a leading force in a world theatre for cultivating and supporting writers, undiscovered, emerging and established. Access is at the forefront of what they do, and they make most plays inclusive with an audio description and touch tool. The front of house team is well trained in disability awareness, and they go out of their way to make your visit a warm and welcoming one. The current production, The Unbelievers by Nick Payne, is showing until Saturday the 29th of November 2025, and captivating audiences with performances often selling out. The premise of the play, which is 1 hour and 45 minutes straight through without an interval, centres on the mother of a 16-year-old lad who suddenly goes missing without explanation, and the action flashes back and forward through many years, often not in chronological order, and deals primarily with the effects on all of the characters and how they deal with the situation in their own way. At the core of The Unbelievers is the focus on the mother and how she never gives up and refuses to believe her son is not alive without any proof to the contrary, when everyone around her is ready to move on, which produces a very powerful piece of drama with an absolutely sublime knockout performance by Nicola Walker, who owns every moment she graces on stage, with a very strong support from an ensemble of 8 further characters. The stage design is simplistic but effective, with the space split into 2 sections. The front part is a functional sparse lounge setting with a table and chairs, window and small sofa and keyboard, and dinner plates. There is a partition in the middle with a frame and sliding doors that leads into a lounge-like sitting area with comfortable chairs where cast members sit when not performing. In this section, a hollow cube-like frame hangs high above and creates a silhouette light effect in different formations throughout the piece. Lighting is particularly creative, using light, dark and shadow to create different moods and tones. The costume is very casual and mostly stays the same, with Nicola Walker in a light blue shirt, white top and dark denim jeans all the way through. The play is fast-moving and involves lots of different character interactions and lots of physical action and non-verbal communication, and will really benefit from an audio-described performance including touch tool for those visually impaired. The Royal Court's a lovely, intimate, welcoming venue to visit, with a great access provision and front of house team who do really care and will help in any way they can. There are stairs down to the main theatre, or there is lift access. There's an audio-described performance and touch tour for The Unbelievers on the 15th of November at 1:30 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. Audio description will be delivered by Miranda Yates and Jenny Stewart Cosgrove, that will give you the opportunity to go on stage and get up close and personal with all the visual elements of the play, sets, props and costumes. You can meet some of the actors, ask questions and receive a detailed overview working hand in hand with the audio introduction to provide you with all you need to know to follow the performance better. You'll then be issued with an in-ear headset from the cloakroom, which will deliver an intricate, tailor-made audio description throughout that will provide a commentary on all the drama unfolding on stage. Please do feedback, good or bad, about your experience to the front of house team. Coming up is How Much I Love You by Luke Norris, directed by Jeremy Herron, that runs from January the 16th through to Saturday the 21st of February 2026, with an audio-described performance on Saturday the 7th of February at 1:30 p.m. with a touch door beforehand. Please do check at the time of booking. An expectant couple wait in a hospital room as the future they had planned unravels. A story about impossible choices and enduring love. For more information, to book tickets and to find out about Access and their great membership scheme, you can visit royalcourttheatre.com or you can call 020 7565 5050 or you can email info@royalcourttheatre.com. Introductory notes for all these performances can be found at vocalise.co.uk a week before the description and archived after, as well as all the latest shows coming up being described. You can also find out further listings at mindseyedescription.co.uk and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit A View on Access .co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.